Hey man, good to see you again. I'm glad to see you back from London. Jeez, you're over there for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's officially finished now in London until after the Christmas period. So not back until January. And I'm actually looking forward to not commuting up and down that treacherous road between Norwich and London. And also London has very different restrictions now to people entering and working and very, very limited facilities now for Londoners, including shops and leisure facilities all closing down again.
You know, I was kind of scanning through my YouTube earlier this week, and I saw a crazy video about Dover. What is that? M20? Is that something over there? M20 Dover or something like that?
Yeah. So that's the kind of main motorway between London and the port of Dover, which is our main link across to France, where so much of the goods come in and out of our country via that port. It's also close to where we have the tunnel, as well as the sea transportation as well to France and Belgium, these kinds of areas.
But it looks like, y'all are really hunkering down for, maybe another COVID super strain, mm-hmm. COVID or something. I mean, it looks crazy over there, man.
Well, I don't think they're taking decisions lightly. I guess they're, as always, they're following the science, but the timing couldn't be more aligned if they tried with Brexit negotiations as well. I'm looking at thinking like, how come we're not allowed into France anymore? Oh yeah, we're in negotiations with these guys about our fishing rights and our travel and passage into this country. It seems timely that COVID and Brexit have aligned to prevent us traveling into France.
Wow, man, that just goes to show how important it is to make sure that you have your communication, on point, and definitely being able to not only pick up the phone to communicate, but your Wi-Fi is crucial, during this time, and, being able to work from the house or even be able, like what you and I are doing, having a reliable video conference or communication.
Customized, I've actually got customers who have properties in France, and in the last 3 or 4 years we've visited France a number of times for work in both domestic installations in holiday homes, but also in commercial properties as well, where English owners of hotels and holiday accommodation, we've gone out there and done work on Wi-Fi, audio visual security systems for they're properties that we also look after here in the UK. And even the challenges of working there next year have to be reviewed, and how we can operate there and be able to travel freely for work could just be another sticking point next year that we'll have to navigate as a small business.
Mm-hmm. Those just sound very daunting, man. That just sounds really a heavy hurdle to have to jump. Jeez, it's a lot of planning, and patience, on everybody's part to, make things happen for next year. Because even this year, completely caught off guard, but, we've been able to make it through. And have definitely, I think, you and I have been very successful at jumping some of these challenges, these hurdles that have been placed in our way. I don't know if that's going to be, the experience is going to make it any easier for next year. That's yet to be seen. We'll see. But I can say that we're very resilient. Like, it seems like every challenge that's thrown in front of us in our industry in general, Gamble, I have to say, any challenge that's thrown our way, we usually find a way around it or through it or, make it happen in a way.
Well, hopefully we've all learned some lessons as well this year that we can take into business many years ahead of us. You know, there's things, if there have been successes, review your successes this year. You know, lots of people always dwell on the negatives and the failures and analyze what went wrong and how do we stop it. Well, what went right? You know, as a business next year, we've already talked about it in our office, that what did we do right to get through this year? We clearly did something that clicked, something that fell into place. What did we do and how do we make sure we continue to do that? Because we've seen an uptick in positive feedback from new and existing customers. We've seen an increase in inquiries through some of the services we're offering. And how do we just ensure that we keep up that momentum, but also look at failures. There has been failures, and failures in our supply chain, failures in our, sometimes in our delivery of projects because of product delays. It's meant that projects have been delayed. Could we have looked for alternatives, you know, and should we have plan B's and C's ready to go next year, because it could be another turbulent year for supply.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm glad that you brought that up, Gamble. I mean, it's you know, challenges always seem to be emphasized rather than those successes. You know, and for some reason, we give a lot more weight to negative than the positives. And, you know, for majority of the year, things go smoothly and demands are met at the appropriate times. And the demands are met at the appropriate time, and the installations are successes and the clients are very, very happy. It just seems like sometimes whenever there's a rub, that kind of casts a shadow over everything else. In actuality, that's not true. You know, we really need to focus on the positives and correct, you know, maybe some of the negatives. Although, you know, like you're saying, this year seems to be so much better than prior years. And you know, what is that? For me, I think it's because we finally hit fourth, fifth gear in the solutions that we're providing. And understanding how to clearly communicate that to our clientele. And also our clientele, Gamble, is kind of starting to catch up to where you and I have been for the past several years. I think a lot of them, that light bulb, that aha moment is finally starting to settle in with some understanding of what we've been communicating for many years now.
Yeah, a lot of our customers are enjoying quicker installations. They've maybe had experiences with custom installation, smart home installation in the past, and they've seen very lengthy, complicated installations take place in their homes. And what their experiences are with us is, wow, you guys, you don't spend too long in my home, or the bill doesn't seem so high as before. You know, and I'm enjoying the technology. I'm finding it self-managed, or I'm finding it, if I need support, you're delivering that support in an easy to understand way, you know, with a simple idiot's guide, a cheat sheet to, you know, scenarios like how to play back footage on your doorbell camera, how to create a scene on your lighting system, how to create a playlist in your music system, those kind of things. We're ready to go when they send that, you know, request for help. Here's our idiot guide, because you're not the first person to ask for that kind of help. So that's really made it efficient and given us that positive feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's easy enough to where I have a little bit more support in our back office that I didn't, you know, foresee being available to us. But, you know, even my back office that answers the calls and does dispatching, they have answers to some of the service calls. Well, have you tried this, or take a look at this? And man, that's really taken some weight off of my shoulders, because the solutions that we're offering are pretty uniform in what might be the problem, to, you know, or what would allow a solution to that problem, because it's very, very uniform in the sense that, like, I had a client, I've had several clients that call and they say, JJ, I'm listening to my Sonos system and it just stops playing. And I don't know what the problem is. Why does it just stop playing? And my office is like, well, are you listening to a playlist? And they're like, yeah, we dialed up a Christmas playlist on our Spotify. Well, there's a start to a playlist and an end to the playlist. And when the playlist ends, it seems like your music just stops, you know, without, and so, you know, that's that seems like a problem. And in reality, it's not a problem. It's just understanding the system and the function of how those systems work. But it's really interesting to see how, you know, several clients are facing certain challenges, and it's, exciting for me to see that my audience.
Yeah, I just lost you there on the audio. Just going back to that playlist query. If you are a Sonos user and you've teed up a playlist, look at the top of the playlist. There's two icons. One is shuffle. It looks like two opposing arrows. And the other one is loop. So the playlist will keep going back to the start, back to the start, back to the start. So that's, you know, quick tip. Again, these are the things that we get asked a lot. But also, and this is something I've thought about over the last couple of years, and it really, I've got some clarity about it now, thinking about it, is the systems that I'm putting into customers' homes is exactly the same system that I live with in my own home. And in my office, and in dozens and dozens of other homes. So the consistency, the experience, the knowledge that I have to support our customers with the five or six core brands that I live with, my family live with, my other customers live with, my office that operates with the same products. It means that you get that inside out knowledge. You know everything about it. As much as, you know, there's obviously going to be some technical challenges that go outside of that sometimes. But hey, even today, I called Lutron Tech Support for some advice about a type of dimming technology that a light used. We had to just clarify something whilst on site. So to not cause any delay, made that phone call, got the response, whilst the two other parties that were needing this answer waited in the same room, socially distancing, and we got the answer immediately. Now, in the past, sometimes that could have taken days to get that answer to what ended up being a quite simple query, but we just needed clarity on it. And that excellent tech support that we get from Lutron, Nest, Sonos, Ring is one of the big benefits of dealing with these companies.
Yeah. I remember we used to talk a lot about that back in the early days. We're kind of, and I've said this the last couple of episodes of what we've talked about back in the early days of the podcast, and, you know, taking time and shrinking, how can we take time? And, you know, that's expediting these installations, because they're not as, well, they're highly engineered. They're just done at the manufacturing, you know, and in the design and in the software. And we're just taking all these really cool cogs and putting them together and making a really cool wheel out of it. But the tech support was also something very necessary, because of all the pain that we were having with, you know, these other smart home automated systems. And the tech support was just, I mean, almost not even there, non-existent. And man, talk about pain for the client. It was painful as a business owner, and really painful for my employees that were trying to figure out something basic and something simple. And although a lot of these challenges have been hashed out in the lab of manufacturers, on occasion we'll have to call in to have something adjusted. I guess Logitech would be a good one for us. We had to call on them a couple of times this year. They have a database of over 250,000 remote codes that's already baked into their software, and it makes programming just an absolute breeze. But we had a couple of instances to where they didn't necessarily have the code in their database that we needed. And although we were able to learn the remote, it still wasn't functioning in the appropriate place, in the sense that, for example, we had a lift and the on button needed to actually cue up on the lift, because on would be up and off would be down. And, you know, their tech support was excellent. They almost wouldn't let us off the phone until they got it exactly dialed in. And it was done, you know, within, I feel, a very reasonable amount of time, within, you know, 30 minutes in comparison to other solutions that are out there. I don't know if I'd even qualify them as solutions, to other automation platforms that would take days to try to get it moved through their engineering department, you know. But that kind of support is just so beneficial, and it just makes for happy clients. I'm a client, you know, in the sense that I'm the one that's proposing and promoting that product. So, you know, that makes me a client for their product, or a sales guy for their product. And just having that back end support has just been such a relief this year.
Yeah. And, you know, in the past, there has been an element of pressure on our shoulders as technology installers and specifiers and providers, that we truly hope that what we're putting in is going to last a long time for our customers. And it weighs heavy on our shoulders when we're let down by the product, whether it's a reliability issue, whether it's no longer supported or doesn't integrate with other products. And that can leave a bitter taste for the customer when a significant investment just doesn't work out. And, you know, I relate some of the installations we've done in the past being as costly as your kind of family car, where tens and tens of thousands of pounds. And it's not like a car that you can just trade it in and buy another one. This is the thing that's the infrastructure of your home for controlling climate and lighting and security and entertainment, you know. So it is a lot of pressure when it doesn't perform, and, you know, tempers can wear thin, patience can wear thin. So hopefully the choices that we've made as our businesses in the last 3, 4, 5 years, I've seen a big difference in the kind of feel good factor within our business and with our customers. They're having a good time with their technology, more so than,
you know, that's you know, that in that return on investment, you know, anytime you buy something, you want to feel that there is a legitimate return. Like, yes, I actually invested in something that I'm going to use, and I'm going to use it for a long time. And nobody wants to, I can't imagine anybody would, I feel horrible whenever I open up a closet and it's stacked full of gear and it's just a nest of wires, and they tell me that they haven't been able to use it for years, you know, and I truly understand what the cost of that original investment was. It's just, it's a couple of years of university, you know, or a small sports car that they got crammed up in that, in that closet. And, you know, you and I, we've caught a lot of grief for that, because we're completely the opposite of that, you know. And if we can take a rack out of the equation, take matrices out, audio and video matrices out, we feel that that's the right direction to go, you know. And those clients that are able to provide those types of resources, source technology, can actually do more with the solutions that we provide, in the sense of like now they can, those resources which were only dedicated to audio video can now be expanded to lighting control or shade control or irrigation, or, you know, obviously Wi-Fi is up there with audio and video. That's like the foundation of everything.
You know, in our household, my son and I, we watch videos by Mr. Beast. You know Mr. Beast?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
So Mr. Beast, one of his regular videos that he does is he gives away cars. So now I'm thinking next year I might do an installation where we do an installation and then we roll out a £15,000 car and say, this is what we saved you. Now your family have a new car, or here's your tickets to your dream holiday that normally you might have forfeited because you invested so much in your smart home system. Our solution was £20,000 less expensive. So here's the tickets to your dream holiday, you know, a cruise around the world, or here's your kids' college education for 2 years. You know, it is literally can be that much when you just take a step back, review people's needs and requirements, and actually strip it back to what do you really need to get out of this home technology experience? Do you just want music around the home? Do you just want voice control of some of the key services in your home? Do you want the ability to alter the mood of the lighting in a couple of rooms? Now, if you can break it up like that, when you're not rolling it across a whole home or putting technology into rooms that are barely used, and like guest bedrooms and, you know, cinema rooms that end up just becoming like the kids' gaming den, what was the point in that blackened room with the largest screen you could buy with the biggest projector, when really what you needed was like a laser TV or a 98-inch television? You know, that it's those kind of savings that you're still delivering. Trust me, the experience is still very, very high, and very, very, you know, the customers are very, very grateful to have this new way of living in their homes. But you could literally be saving tens of thousands of pounds from alternative providers.
You know, and that the other thing that kind of, you know, savings that is not really considered is the amount of labor that it takes for doing the solutions that we provide versus, you know, the more traditional. I mean, I still shake my head whenever I see 3 to 4 vans outside a client's house. You know, and there's 2 guys per van. It's like releasing a small military force on your house. And I don't know how a business is operating that way off of one client, to be honest with you. Like, how do you sustain, you know, that type of level of employees? But what in the world takes 5 to 8 dudes to pre-wire a house and then to install the system? I've been doing this a long time, Gamble, and I still cannot figure out the necessity, you know, like legitimate necessity of having that many staff members deployed at a single house. Having 4 or 5 trucks, no problem. At one house, man, I just it sounds very, very expensive to that homeowner for me.
It is expensive, JJ. It is very, very expensive. You know, there's people that have spent easily 6 figures in the most elite homes. And when you're in that elite home level, it's a balance between the valuation of the properties and possibly in the tens of millions of pounds. If you're in that situation, maybe you can justify that 6-figure spend on a single room or on a system for the property, which might take in multiple buildings. And, you know, you can argue it for some properties, but when you see in some cases typical family homes and the put in front of them are figures, you know, in excess of £50,000 in the UK market, and you see what they're actually going to get, you know, a couple of remote controls, a rack full of equipment, miles and miles of cable. And you think, well, how do you even perceive this as value when, you know, another thought out solution could literally slash that, but still have the performance of products like Apple TV, like Siri voice control or Google voice control, or it could have still have a hardwired Wi-Fi system, hardwired smart televisions, hardwired security system, still performing, but with a reduction in equipment, sometimes an increase in reliability, and often an increase in usability and self-management. And I'm still staggered that some people are not finding alternative providers. Not to say that we're short of work or anything, like we're overflowing with work, but why is there not more providers coming into the system, you know, using a Nulls type approach to servicing their customers? Maybe that's still coming. Maybe we're influencing a wave that comes next year, because there must be people like you and I, JJ, experiencing that pain and friction as business owners this year, especially, must be experiencing it this year more than ever, that they may have to pivot next year.
I can't tell you how thankful, you know, I am to have shifted gears when I did, because this past 2020 could have been crazy devastating if I was still offering those or, you know, just hard-headed at just only wanting to offer those types of traditional legacy type solutions. And man, I'm so grateful that I switched gears, you know, 5 years ago or whatever it was, 5-6 years ago, to doing what we're doing now. Also, I feel that, you know, it's kind of cool being a leader in what we've been talking about, and seeing, like we were talking about, seeing the clients finally having that aha moment and understanding that it doesn't have to be ridiculous dollar amounts to accomplish the same thing with reliability. The other thing that I saw was a major difference in 2020 gamble is we still ran wire, but it was nothing like we had ran wire in the previous years. I mean, we've had as long as you get your infrastructure in place, you're good. But even if you already had a pre-existing home, you could really establish a really good communications as long as you had the ability of taking the network over.
Yeah, and it goes back to the foundation. It's been the foundations of our show, really, in the 2+ years that we've been doing it. The foundation has been the network, and we rely on it to get this show out there. You know, you may have seen in this episode, we've had some choppy reception at times, and that just goes to show the importance of that wired and Wi-Fi network and getting the right internet speeds into your home, reliable internet speeds from the best providers. You know, so JJ and I, closing out this episode, people now, JJ, are throwing that catchphrase at me. They're commenting on my Facebook post when they see my installations, and they ask, like, how did you do that? And other people comment with your phrase that you're going to throw back at me now.
If you don't know, find a home tech pro.
That's the one.